Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, the comedians that perform here, and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what helps make up our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Dawn Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. I'm excited to introduce you to the escape rooms of VR at Massanutten Resort with Matt Ream, the Real Escapes and Diamond Gems arcade manager, and Morgan Mowbray, their marketing manager. Currently, they have Rescue from Voodoo Island, the Lost Jewel of Zanzibar, and their new Mayday escape rooms. Rapidly becoming one of the most popular team building activities, these escape rooms are an ideal opportunity for your group to have an exciting, challenging adventure while building relationships. They are perfect for small businesses, corporate activities, churches, youth groups, sports teams, reunions, conferences, bachelor and bachelorette parties, and so much more. You can also immerse yourself in another world at Real Escape's multiple virtual reality stations and racing simulators. Welcome to the show, Matt and Morgan. It's great to have you both on today.
Yes,
thanks
thank
for
you.
Having us.
It's good to be here.
Very good to be here. I'm very pumped to talk about this and realize not everybody out there has tried an escape room. So for our laughers out there who may have never been to one, Matt, what is it?
Sure. So the escape room is really a live action game that you get to play. You're not just stuck there on a screen or on a board in front of you. You're actually in the game playing it as you do it. You got to enter, find all kinds of different clues that you're going to come across, and then use those clues to essentially escape the room that you're in.
Wow. I have been to some and they are a lot of fun and sometimes frustrating and also a hoot because the team members and team building experience, the way you can razz each other, you know, is a one of a kind of experience depending on what group you're going with. No experience
Absolutely.
Is the same. That's for sure.
That's for definitely for sure.
Yeah. Lots of laughing too. As it happens. How do you come up with the themes though for the escape rooms and what goes into all that? How does it work?
So I'm going to be completely honest. I have absolutely zero creativity and I am not an artist and nor can I put a story together. And so when I was tasked with kind of coming up with this and trying to figure out how to get it here on the resort, my first thought was, let's find somebody that builds these and has a business doing it. Well, that was in 2016, I believe. And at the time, escape rooms were not what they were today. So I found like maybe five companies in the world that did them. Luckily, one of them was in Canada and they were able to bring us the product and show us a bunch of different things. So we put one in from them and the rest kind of is history that we really appreciate, like loved the product that they brought us. And since then, now that you can go pretty much anywhere and find somebody that's going to build you an escape room. But we have some really good vendors that we use across the North America right now.
What was the first?
Me personally, I have nothing to do with it.
You are not going to take credit for that.
No.
Well, they sound like they know what they're doing. What was the name of the first one? Do you remember what the name of the first one was?
Yeah, the first one we put in was called the Lucky Duck, and it was a speakeasy theme. And it was super popular. I mean, literally from the day we put it in till the day we took it down, it was almost booked solid the entire time. I mean, there's always, one or two sessions here and there that weren't booked on certain days. But for the most part, that thing was used hard. So.
Yeah. So now you have three. So was it an evolution from one escape room to two escape rooms? And is this the first year of three escape rooms?
2019 is when we actually put in the second two. We saw how popular the first one was and really tried to push to get more added at that time. It took a couple of years of them seeing the data, but eventually they agreed and we put in two more. And even with the additional two, we still stay really busy in all three escape rooms.
Where are they located on the resort property?
So we have two different locations. The Real Escapes building has the Lost Jewel of Zanzibar in it and the VR and all those different activities. And then we have a Woodstone Recreation building that houses the other two escape rooms for us.
Okay. Can you give us a brief description on each of the three rooms you have available now?
Sure. We'll start with Lost Jewel Zanzibar. That one is probably the most traditional escape room we have. When I say traditional, what I mean is you're going to walk in there, you're going to see a lot of locks and a lot of boxes that you have to get into. That one is kind of exactly what it is. You're in a jungle. You're looking for this lost jewel that somebody hid, and you're trying to get it out before the army of the area captures you. Like I said, lots of locks and boxes in that one. Not as much technology as the other two have, but enough to keep it interesting for everybody. And then the next one is Rescue from Voodoo Island. And it's also a great escape room. A little bit more technology. So if it's something you're interested in, you know, the technology side of things, definitely steer towards the Voodoo or Mayday. But Voodoo Island, you're trying to rescue the ambassador's granddaughter before the local inhabitants of Voodoo Island capture you. And if you're able to, well, obviously you're in the good graces of the ambassador forever and you win a $10 million prize.
So for real?
Yeah, I wish I would go play it every day if it was for real.
I'd be playing right beside you, Matt.
Yeah. And then our newest escape room, Mayday, is very heavy on technology. In fact, all the other rooms, there's a lot of things that have to be put back after every session. In that room, there's only like two or three moving parts. Everything else is technology based, and it's been wildly popular since we put it in. People really love it. Our staff love it because it's super easy to put back together after people destroy it. But that one, you are trying to stop the submarine that you're touring the world in from sinking to the bottom of the ocean. So hopefully you can get all the doors shut before you drown.
That would be good. That would be good. Now, when you say technological interaction in these rooms, I don't have the rooms I've been in haven't really had that. So I don't have any concept of what and like, can you give us an example of what they might find that's has that technology piece?
There's a lot of what we term mag locks that are connected to, some of them are connected to RFID props. Like, so you have to put, you know, some sort of near field communication devices in the correct order in order to get something to open. Or you need to move an item from one area to another to prompt that particular lock to unlock. Everything like, so there's those, and then there's other simple technology things like wheels that you can use that you have to spin to a certain point. And if you get it to that point, then you're good to go, and just switches and buttons and everything like that. So it's not like you have to be a computer whiz, but everything is computer based.
So. I see. Now, Morgan, have you ever been to one of these escape rooms?
The better question is, have I ever participated in one of them? And okay. No, I have not, unfortunately. But the next question is, I've ever been in one. And yes, I've been in Mayday Escape Room briefly, and it was super cool when I went. And it's kind of dark, and there's like some neon lights on the wall. But we do have, we have a video we actually did in Mayday Escape Room recently on our social media channels. So that might be a good one to check out and give viewers a firsthand experience of what it looks like in there.
Yeah, I think that would be really great. I'm curious, in your role as a marketing manager, these are very creative outlets and adventures for your guests that come to Massanutten Resort. So from your marketing eye, how did you go about figuring out how you were going to market these escape rooms? Or was there help from this company that comes in and puts them in? Was it a collaborative effort?
Well, we try and offer something for everyone. And I think escape rooms, we have different levels of challenges for escape rooms on site. And so just letting our guests know that there's more than just the water park and there's more than just skiing and biking. We also have these awesome escape rooms that, you know, provide a challenge and or a bonding experience with the people you came with. So just spinning, giving it that spin when trying to promote it, you know, on our website or social media or in the market in general.
Yeah, I think it's a really fun thing that you have made available at Mass Resort. Super excited about it. Matt, what would be the number one piece of advice you would give to people so that they could have the best team experience possible in your escape rooms?
The best piece of advice, let's see. I would say, so probably 75% of the people that participate in our rooms are adults. And adults get kind of like stuck into one way of thinking all the time, whether they realize it or not. In an escape room, you really need to be able to think outside the box. You're not going to walk in and it's not going to be an arrow from one thing to the next. You have to be able to think outside the box. And even the most crazy suggestion can pay off. And outside of that, if you have a kid with you, bring them, because kids don't have that linear thinking process. And I mean, I've seen groups of adults just arguing back and forth and the kids standing off in the corner going, why don't we try this? Why don't we try this? Why don't we try this? The same thing over and over again. And the adults think he's completely crazy and he's right in the long run. So listen to the kids in the group.
Listen to the kids. That's a note to self. They are, you know, very creative and not boxed in. I love that. Now, actually, I have to ask, what is the weirdest, strangest, or funniest thing you've seen a group do so far?
Ooh, that's a good question. So one of the stories that I like to tell is actually when we first opened our first escape room, me and a group of people went through it first so that I could then train everybody else. And so I went through and we're on our probably third or fourth group. And it's a group of directors on the mountain that are doing it together. And they're probably all going to call me and yell at me after I tell the story, especially one of them. But
we know which one, don't we?
Oh, he'll know as soon as he hears it. I'm pretty sure of that. So I'm watching them on the screen, and that's really the fun part of being a game master. Is you literally are watching these people on the screen, and you want to like scream through the computer them move or do this. And but anyway, so I'm watching him, and he's standing against this frame on the wall and reading probably 10, 15 minutes worth of reading on this wall. And the rest of the group is looking around and they're like, we need a key. We need a key. We need a key. Well, he was leaning against the wall and the key was literally 3 inches from his hand the entire time. But he was so focused on the reading that he didn't see the key until about 5 minutes later when somebody else walked up and was like, hey, there's a key. And he's still standing there reading everything. And it's literally 3 inches away. So that was really funny. And that was right at the very beginning. Outside of that, you know, people try on the clothing and props that are in the room, which is always interesting. They stand there and model for us. we have the one has a jail cell that doesn't need to be taken apart, but they took the entire jail cell apart to then find out that that didn't really help them at all. like I said earlier, families will come in and kind of almost break out in fist fights, arguing over what clue they should do next. And then the one that my staff love the most is the groups that'll come in and play for like 45 minutes. And then they just walk out. They're like, well, we can't figure this out. We're done. And they just literally walk out of the room after, and they're just like, yeah, we can't, we're done. No more.
They're like, I'm so done with all of this.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure there's some other crazy things that happen that I've never been told about, but yeah, the first one with the guy standing there for a good 15 minutes, not realizing that he's 3 inches away from the clue that they needed to move on was really funny.
Oh, that'd be you. More consistent, that'll be me. I think that might be me too. So what happens then? I mean, other than walking out, of course, if they decide to stick it out, what happens to a group that gets stuck on a puzzle?
So I think I mentioned it earlier, every group has what's called a game master, and really their job is just to be there to help the group. You know, a lot of groups want to be real competitive about it. So we make sure that there's a consensus with everybody that yes, we definitely want a clue. And then even the clues are like tiered. There's like a tier one clue, that'll be some sort of riddle that kind of will help them towards where they need to go. And if they don't get it off of that, then we'll go to tier two. And tier three is typically just like, go over there and unlock that box with this key and then you'll be good to go. So we're just telling them what to do at that point. But for the most part, the game master is there just to help the guests, and they follow along and watch. And, you know, as soon as the group says they need help, they're there to lend a helping hand.
Yeah, that's right. The game master is not necessarily in the room. They're watching it from a video outside in another room and only going in when requested and when the group needs help, right?
Correct. And in ours, they don't even typically go in. They're either typing a clue on a screen that'll get sent into a TV inside the room. One of ours has a speaker system that you can talk into a radio, into a microphone, and it'll go into the room and you can give clues both ways on those. Sometimes there's definitely those groups that no matter what you do, they're never going to understand what you're trying to tell them to do. So we have to go in and help them out a little bit.
A little hand holding maybe, but it's okay.
Exactly.
I'd be in one of those groups. I wouldn't be shy about it. I'd be like, get in here, hold my hand. I'm stuck in here. I need this. So what are your hours and rates for the escape rooms? Can you tell us about that?
Our hours, they vary throughout the year. They're always available on massresort.com. You can always check our hours there. But our typical schedule is each room's closed 2 days a week and then open. We always have at least one escape room open every day. Most days it's two or three, and it's $29 per person. If you are a gold card owner here, which is an owner here at the resort, like you own one of our timeshares, then you get a little bit of a discount. It's $24 per person. And one thing to keep in mind right now is we used to mix groups together. So if we had a group of two from one family, a group of three from a different family, and then another group of three, we would kind of stick them all together and they would go play the room together. Right now, we're not doing that. Trying to be a little bit safety conscious. Mm-hmm. And so all of our groups are individual families or friend groups that are on vacation or from the area together. And so you're not going to be stuck with two random groups of four that you have no clue who the other people are at this time. So
that's a good question too. Is there a minimum group number, maximum group number for the rooms?
Our minimum is definitely two. I mean, we've had people try to do it with one person. They usually just get really frustrated and angry and don't want to do it at the end. Two people is kind of the minimum. Eight people is typically the maximum. If it's all one group and you absolutely want to do it together, we can go up to 10 in most of our rooms, as long as the guest understands that, hey, you're going to have a really tight space at this point. I'd say the ideal number is five or six. That's kind of like the sweet spot of there's just enough people to give you input, but not too many people that you're going to be ignoring part of the group.
You know, it sounds like another room that might be advantageous for the very frustrated, angry people is a rage room.
We've actually had our staff recommend that. Like, we always kind of ask our staff, hey, what do you think we should add here? I would say that's been recommended at least 20 times by our recreation staff.
So, yes.
I had never even seen one until a couple weeks ago when I was out to breakfast and saw one there. I was like, well, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Have you ever tried one? You, Morgan, either one of you tried it?
I would love to, but no, I haven't.
It's amazing. I did my first one last August in Morgantown, West Virginia. And I'm just going to tell you, I felt so good after that.
what were you
Morgan,
breaking?
It sounds like that needs to be.
What's that?
What were you breaking?
I broke bottles, printers, computer.
Wow.
It was great. took what do you call those things? Not a bat, but the other, a crowbar. That's it. Crowbar.
Nice.
I have video of it.
I think we need to make that recommendation to Dana and Sarah for a team outing for recreation and marketing.
Yes. Yeah.
I think there's one. We'll go down to Waynesboro.
Yes. I third this motion. I don't even think that's a thing, but I'm totally thirding it.
Well, we can bring you too.
Yeah, please do bring me. I will totally go and rage out with you. So it'd be really great. So how do laughers reserve a time for the escape rooms?
The easiest way is definitely going to go to be massresort.com. And then if they look for the play tab, there's another thing below there that then they can click on escape rooms and VR. And then right on each of the different escape rooms, there's a widget that they can select to buy their time set, their session for whatever day they want.
That's great. Yes.
If they're looking for something the day of, they'd have to call us.
Okay.
But as long as it's more than a day in advance, we can do it, everything online.
Okay, good. I'm glad you added that in there. Yeah, speaking of VR, you have virtual reality and racing simulators. For our laughers who may be unfamiliar with virtual reality and simulators, can you speak on what it is and what you specifically have available?
Yeah. So we have, in the Real Escapes building, we have two what are called Virtuix Omni Stations. And they are basically, you put on this special pair of shoes, and those shoes and the surface of the, we call it a treadmill, basically creates a zero friction surface. And then you put your headset on and you have a harness on that keeps you from falling or anything like that. And you pick a game that you want to play. And then once you're in that game, as you walk on the treadmill, you're actually walking in the game. So it's basically like taking one of like an Xbox game or a PlayStation game and making it into more of an active experience. So, you know, people are running through, you know, zombies or haunted houses, different things like that. And people love it. I mean, it's definitely a different experience than anything you're going to find. Even just like there's a thing called room scale VR, which you can kind of walk around like a 10 by 10 space. But this really just opens it up to an entire game that you can run through. It's pretty cool. And then we also have two racing simulators, and they're not just like, you're not just sitting on a chair, you know, driving a car. The car itself like banks as you're turning in the turn or shakes as you run into a wall, which is what most people do the entire time. But it's not just like you're sitting on a chair doing it. It's really an interactive experience. And when you put that headset on, you don't know that you're not sitting in a race car or in a, you know, $100,000 luxury sports car. That's what you really feel like you're doing at that point. So,
wow. And this is just open to people at the resort. Anybody, and, you know, if they're not staying at the resort, they can come do these escape rooms and simulators. Absolutely. And VR, right? So you could just, yep, drive up and do that and leave if you wanted to. Am I right?
Sure.
Yeah,
absolutely. They don't have to be staying here. I would say 90% of our guests are, but we do get quite a few people from the local area that want to come out and enjoy these things as well. So,
yeah, I highly recommend. Now, I have a question, though, with this Virtuix Omni Stations, because, listen, you know, my gamer son would definitely be into those for sure, as I imagine any gamer. So it's very cool. But again, listen, I watched this video on your website, and it looks like you have to at least be somewhat active to play it, because the guys on the video look like they've seen a CrossFit gym or two. I'm just saying, you know, so would you say is for all fitness levels? Like, is that, what can you tell me about this,
say,
Matt?
Yes, it is.
I was a little scared,
it really actually
to be honest.
Is. It really is, because there's like 25 different games you can pick from.
Okay.
Some of them are 100% very active. You have to be running and jumping and acting like a lunatic through the entire level to get away from the zombies that you don't want to eat you. But then we have other games. Like, we actually had a group of, like, I think it was about 8 grandmothers come in. I would say all 65, 70, 75 years old. And they played a game called Nature Treks. And it literally is exactly what it's called. Nature. You are walking through like different scenes. Some of them are underwater. Some of them are like deserts. And then in the game, there's like all kinds of different things that you can explore. And it's a slow walk through that area. It's not, you know, other than having to walk for, I don't know, 15 minutes, there's really no hard portion of it.
Okay.
If you want it to be hard, absolutely. You can run
like, yeah,
then we get to clean up all the sweat from underneath you when you're done, and that's my staff love that part, but it really is for everybody.
Okay, what's the youngest person you've seen or can do those?
There's really no minimum age. There's some size requirements. They probably have to be close to 4 feet tall in order to play. Otherwise, the harnesses and stuff that we use for the Omnis just don't fit correctly, and it's not real safe at that point. Again, the harness, you could, I mean, probably have up to like a 48-inch waist, and it would still be able to get around you, but much more than that, and it might not fit. The racing simulators, really, if you can reach the pedals and sit in the chair, anybody can do it. And they're all adjustable, so you can. We've had some really young kids in there, probably 4 or 5 years old, that can do the racing simulators. And again, you know, the racing simulators kind of create a little bit more motion sickness than the Omnis. But once you get through the first like minute, everybody's pretty much good at that point. So there, like I said, there's really no age requirements for the VR. For the escape rooms, it's whatever. Because we're not mixing groups, you can bring any ages. If we ever get back to a point where we're mixing groups, if you have somebody under the age of 6 with you, I think it's 6, you have to book the entire session for your own group, because we don't want to put a group of 4 with a 3 and a 4-year-old with another group of 2, but then that 3 and 4-year-old are going to negatively impact the other groups of time in the escape room. So we have some things like that are a little bit more difficult to enforce when we are mixing groups, but right now we don't have to worry about it.
Okay. And is the VR and the simulators near the escape rooms, or is it like another part of the campus out there?
So the Lost Jewel and the VR are in the same building.
Okay.
Which is right on Route 33. If any of them drive by on 33 past the resort, you'll see a 7-Eleven, and then the Real Escapes building is right next to that 7-Eleven at the entrance.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's right there. Like the do you call that base camp? I guess I don't know. Do you?
Base camp's the one restaurant we have.
Oh, okay.
We're kind of like everybody walks in and assumes we're not part of the resort, but we are.
Okay.
Just because we're so far from everything else.
Ah, all right. See, this is why I ask questions. Exactly why I ask questions. So as we wrap up here, can you share with the laughers how they can follow Massanutten and Resort on social media or otherwise so they can get more information about your escape rooms, virtual reality, and racing simulators?
I'm going to leave that to Morgan.
I don't know
exactly how to tell people to get to our social media.
No problem. For escape rooms, you can visit massresort.com. We also have a Massanutten Resort app. Or you can follow us on Facebook. We're on everything, but we heavily post on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We also have a TikTok. So for the younger viewers.
TikTok, what can we find on your TikTok?
Some fun videos, including the one I mentioned earlier about Mayday Escape Room. That one's on there as well. So got some cool bubble effects in there too.
Yeah, that's good. And laughers, if you're hearing any background noise, you know, Morgan's, they're working today. So they are talking to you from Mass Resort on a Zoom call with me. So that's what you're hearing. That's really great. Laughers, also, we will be sure to put that information in the show notes for you as well. And thank you so much, Matt and Morgan. This has been so informative and fun. Truly a pleasure to be with both of you today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And laughers, again, you can reserve a time and get more information about the escape rooms, virtual reality, and racing simulators at massresort.com/escape or call 540-289-4977. Again, that's massresort.com/escape or call 540-289-4977. Bring your crew for an adventure and reserve a time today. And lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us, and we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to an X2 Comedy show or let us bring a show to you. To find out more, head to x2comedy.com. Be sure to share us with a friend. Until next time, cheers.